This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Springs city leaders are looking to build on programs they say have reduced the population of homeless people. This as other Front Range cities are seeing numbers of unhoused residents increase. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
A new five-year planning document includes a broad range of 60 different action items across six focus areas, ranging from law enforcement and encampment cleanup to outreach and shelter expansion to more long-term housing. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade.
It is important that we strike the balance between compassion and public safety, and that's what this document reflects.
Latest point-in-time surveys show the total unhoused population in the Springs decreased 12% in the last year. In Denver over that time, the unhoused population rose by 10%. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A recent lawsuit claims a worker died at Suncor's Commerce City refinery after inhaling toxic gas. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The complaint was filed by the family of Curtis Williams, who worked for an industrial cleaning company based in Texas. In early 2023, Suncor contracted Williams after a cold snap led to malfunctions and closed the facility for nearly 3 months. Then there was a vapor leak while the company tried to restart the facility. The lawsuit claims Williams breathed highly toxic hydrogen sulfide during the incident. His co-workers found him dead in a hotel a week later. Suncor did not immediately respond to the allegations laid out in the lawsuit. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC.